Hi, this is a dictation for our patient. Decrease, read DEQUEZREED. Date of birth is 12/6/1990. Date of accident is 1/18/2022. And date of service is 9/14/2022. The history is as follows. Patient is here for follow-up evaluation. Initially, he was involved as a restrained passenger in the front seat of a car that was involved in a rear-ending accident where the driver hit another car on a T-bone fashion. This impact caused him some pain in the head, which was mild, as well as some chest pain in the lower chest, right shoulder pain and lower back pain, moderately severe pain. The patient has been improving remarkably, and he states that almost 70% pain has been obtained relief with the current pain management protocol. The ADLs that are affected are as follows. General activity, mood are affected 8, while relationship with other people 7, sleep and walking ability are affected 6. The pain level varies around 5 to 7, and the right shoulder pain is also around 7. He has no difficulty in lifting the arm. He can do up to 180 degrees of abduction. In the system review, patient reports of headaches, which are minimal now, without any dizziness, vertigo, vision disturbance, double vision, fainting, blackout, seizures, and nor there is a history of any confusion, disorientation, or loss of memory. However, he reports of anxiety, depression, lack of focus, lack of concentration, poor work performance, difficult sleeping, fatigue, and weakness. In the pain and numbness, patient reports of pain in the left shoulder, pain in the right shoulder. I apologize. He reports of pain in the right shoulder and the lower back, mid back, upper back, and also in the lower back stiffness and difficulty walking. In the GI, there is no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problems, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool, trouble swallowing. In the GU, there is no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, or blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient reports that the pain has remained the same and there are no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any of the trauma. Current pain medications are none at the patient request. Substance abuse, patient utilizes marijuana for additional pain relief. Compliance with the patient reports of full compliance to the pain medication regimen. Physical examination, the blood pressure is 140 over 95, pulse is 53, pulse oxygen is 99. And the rest of the physical examination will be same from previous visit, which is 8/11/2023, dictation number 0816-002. Along with diagnosis, the plan of care is to continue conservative treatment as the patient choice with the physical therapy 2 times per week, with the focusing on lower back and the left shoulder. He is working on a light duty nowadays with 10 pound lifting limit. MRIs were reviewed and she has MRI shows that the right shoulder had a thickening of the glomerulohumeral joint capsule in the axillary pouch with adhesive capsulitis, but no other issues were identified. In the lumbar spine, there was a bulging disc at L3-4, L4-5, L5-S1 compressing the thecal sac. The patient never wants any injection treatment or any surgical consultation, although he has been given options for lumbar epidural injection and also the shoulder injections. The patient is now trying to continue the therapy, chiropractic treatment, and we will limit to once a week, because since it has been several, more than 8 months of therapy that has been provided to him. So I do not believe further improvement will be possible on physical therapy. Thank you.